This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, guys, I want to talk to Ewan Gunn because we've been planning to speak to him since I met him here in Johannesburg. Remember a little while ago we were at the launch of Hague Clubman in South Africa, and I got to speak to David Beckham. Well, we also got to meet Ewan Gunn. Ewan's on the line at the moment. Ewan, are you in Scotland at the moment? Where are you?
I am in sunny Scotland at the moment, Gareth. Hi.
Nice. It sounds good. Is there a stream in the background or is that the wind?
Both.
So, look, I was talking earlier to the team about, first of all, meeting you and second of all, whiskey. And when we got into a whole discussion around how you and your job as the global whiskey master and category training manager must have a whole lot of fun with whiskey. But at the same time, it must be a bit like science. It's less about, you know, social enjoyment, perhaps, if this is your job, and more about how the distillation works, what kinds of flavors you pick up. It becomes almost a little bit more refined at your level, or am I wrong?
It's a bit of both, to be honest, Gareth. I truly love my job, as you'd expect. Right. So it's a combination of talking about something that I'm massively passionate about and the world loves. I mean, the world loves Scotch as the world's favorite whiskey.
Right.
But also, you know, having that sort of technical knowledge in the back pocket that when people do want to get into that level of discussion, you can easily do so. So I would say it's a combination of both of that sort of scientific technical knowledge, but also just talking about something that I'm really passionate about and love.
So how did you get into this? Were you just born on the, were you dropped off by the stork on the side of the Spey River and you just started loving whiskey from an early age? How did it all begin?
That would have been an auspicious start, but no. I actually started working with a very small Scotch whiskey company after finishing university, where I studied languages, and have basically worked in the industry now for, actually, this will be my 20th year in the Scotch whiskey industry and in a variety of roles. But the role I work in now, as you mentioned, is a kind of combination of brand ambassador role, and also I head up all of our Scotch whiskey training within our company as well. So it's sort of almost a dual role, which I thoroughly enjoy.
Do all people have the ability to appreciate the differences between various whiskies, or is it a very rarefied thing? Does it require a particular palate? Is it a complex thing that most people won't ever understand?
I think it can be complex, but for me, the beauty of Scotch whisky is that it offers such a wide range of taste, textures, and flavors. I don't think any other whisky, or indeed any other spirit, can offer that. So whilst there are some very complex and challenging whiskies out there, there's also some incredibly accessible Scotch whiskies. You mentioned Hague Club Clubman earlier, which is the Scotch whisky we very recently launched in South Africa. And that's a Scotch whisky which is designed, by the way it's distilled, by the way it's created, to welcome people into Scotch. It's accessible, it's smooth, it's easy to enjoy. It also is incredibly versatile. It mixes beautifully. So whilst there are some Scotch whiskies out there which, you know, are complex and challenging, there are also some wonderful Scotch whiskies there which really are very easy to get into Scotch with.
Is it that there are rules around certain whiskies? Is there a particular procedure? Are you allowed to mix it with anything you like? Or is there a way that you should do it that is tried and tested and that makes sense?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, actually, because you know, we do very often hear people sort of talk at great length about all the ways you should and more often should not drink Scotch whisky. And it actually drives people in Scotland crazy when they hear that. I mean, if you speak to any of our distillers, any of our blenders, as long as someone's enjoying the Scotch whisky responsibly, of course, we're delighted. So whether they want to drink it straight up or on the rocks, in an old-fashioned, a classic cocktail, in a long drink, Clubman and Cola, for example, is phenomenal. We're happy. It puts a smile on our face if people are enjoying our scotches. So there seems to have been, over the years, a lot of almost pretension has been attached to Scotch whisky. And actually, when you come to Scotland, people are just enjoying it and having a good time. And ultimately, that's what it should be about.
Well, I'm curious, though, what you would mix into your whisky if you do, and whether whisky should always have a little bit of water with it, whether it should be chilled with some ice. I mean, are there particular things that do make it better, in your opinion?
There's lots of ways to enjoy it, to be honest. I mean, if you want to sit and really analyze it carefully, then absolutely, you know, drink it. It's a small splash of water. You find that opens it up quite nicely. But, you know, when I'm out with my friends on a Friday night, I'm not sitting analyzing every scotch that I enjoy. I'm mixing it with cola. I'm mixing it with ginger ale. And, you know, sometimes having it in an amazing cocktail. You know, a Clubman Old Fashioned is phenomenal. Or even an espresso martini made with Clubman is really, really nice. So there really is no right or wrong way to drink scotch. As long as you're enjoying it, then you're already drinking it the right way.
All right, good. So we don't have to stress about that.
Definitely not. Please don't.
how many brands come under your umbrella? I mean, Diageo owns a fortune of whiskey brands all over the world.
Yeah.
How many are there? Have you counted them?
I think I would lose count. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Diageo is the world's largest Scotch business. And in terms of scale, I mean, globally, last year we sold roughly 400 million bottles of Scotch whiskey.
Yes.
So, you know, we have a huge range of single malts, single grain Scotch whiskies, and phenomenal blended Scotch whiskies in our portfolio. And you think of Johnny Walker, J&B, Bell's, which I know are all very popular in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
But then some incredible single malts like the Singleton, Talisker, Lagavulin. I mean, the list goes on. We own 28 single malt distilleries in Scotland. So we're very fortunate because our blenders have access to such a huge range of styles and flavors when they're choosing which single malts to market, but also when they're creating our blended Scotch whiskies.
We're
very fortunate in that respect.
I'm sorry. I've just been reminded that I actually have no idea what is meant when you say single malt. What does that mean as far as the actual process is concerned?
Yeah, no. So a single malt means it's the product of one individual malt whiskey distillery in Scotland. And that means it's a whiskey made using water, barley, and yeast. That's our three basic ingredients that we can use. And it's produced in a batch process in copper pot stills. We also make single grain Scotch whiskey, which Haig Clubman is a great example of. And that is, again, the product of one individual single grain distillery in Scotland made using water, barley and other cereals and yeast. Very, very simple, very, very, you know, simple in how it's made. Produced in a slightly more advanced way. It's produced using continuous distillation, which makes for a lighter, more gentle style of whiskey. Now, that sounds like a very new way of making whiskey, but actually, we've been making Scotch whiskey at our Cameron Bridge distillery, where Haig Clubman comes from, for almost 200 years. In fact, it's actually Scotland's oldest single grain Scotch whiskey distillery. So although it's a slightly more modern way of production, that's modern in relative terms. It's still almost 200 years old.
There are Canadian whiskies, there are American whiskies, there are Scotch whiskies, and there are Irish whiskies.
There are, yeah, and many others out there as well. Yeah.
And what do you, I mean, is there a distinction in taste, or is it just where they're made?
There's both, actually. So obviously, you know, they are named after where they're made. There are distinctions in taste as well. I don't think any of them produce such a wide range of styles and flavors as Scotch does. But for me, the thing that I particularly love about Scotch whiskey is how tightly controlled we are in terms of the rules and regulations around producing Scotch whiskey. Many of those other whiskies have slightly more relaxed rules, shall we say.
Right.
But also that means that we're very trusted. So when people are enjoying a Scotch whisky, they know that we've followed every rule and regulation that we have to follow in order to produce it. So actually, that for me is what makes Scotch a bit special. It sort of puts it, rightfully so, I believe, on that pedestal.
Now, I know this is going to be a horrible question because it's like asking a parent which of their children is their favorite, but if you had to choose a single malt whiskey, let's say you had one day left to live, and you could only have one bottle of any single malt in Scotland, what would you have?
That is a tricky one. You know what, if we're looking at single malts alone, it would probably be Lagavulin. That was the first Scotch whiskey that I was introduced to by my father, so it always holds a dear place in my heart. The Scotch whisky I probably turn to the most regularly would actually be Johnny Walker Black Label.
Well, that's a blend, right?
That is a blended Scotch, yeah. And for me, it's just a perfect balance of all of the flavors from every four corner of Scotland working in harmony. So you have some of those delicate notes from the lowlands, you have the smoke from the west coast and the islands, you have the richness of Speyside, all working in harmony. And you know, that's partly why it's the best-selling deluxe blended scotch in the world. Now, if you have to ask me about which scotch I'm most excited about at the moment, it's definitely Clubman, because it gives me the opportunity to travel the world with David Beckham, which is pretty cool in itself. But it also is aimed at bringing people into the world of scotch. And for me, that's really, really exciting, because that's the world I've lived and worked in for two decades, and it's a world I'm still hugely passionate about. Well, so something that brings people into that world, that really gets me really excited.
I got to spend a bit of time with you the other day when we did the interview with David, and I asked him this question, but I suppose it's worth asking you, because you're perhaps the guy on the inside track. So he was very involved in putting this whiskey together, and he's very much involved in the design around the bottle and what kinds of things he was looking for and what kind of target marketing that you're going to try and do, who you want to sell this whiskey to. Was he very hands-on?
Yeah, very, very much so, actually. And it's something that, you know, I was surprised and, you know, pleasantly surprised and very, very pleased to see. Right from the get-go, he was involved in not just the packaging design, but he spent time with our blenders, our distillers, looking at how we sort of created the liquid. He was really involved in every step of the process. I mean, we've spent a lot of time together over the past few years, and, you know, I've always been blown away by his thirst for knowledge and understanding of Scotch whisky. I mean, he very kindly sort of credits me as having helped him on that journey, but actually, you know, many, many experts across our company have spent a lot of time with him. It's been really interesting to see, because he really throws himself into it and just wants to learn so much, and, you know, has strong opinions about certain things, which is great, because, you know, that's one of the reasons we work with him, because he brings a new perspective to how we work with Scotch. He brings that stylish element, but also that sort of different viewpoint, which I think is really good for the Scotch industry, actually.
And he is fun to travel with. I mean, he seems to me to make a huge effort. Yeah. Huge effort with people.
Yeah, he is really fun to travel with. He's incredibly hardworking, and he's just an amazing sort of partner for the brand, because everywhere we go, you know, he travels to every launch market we launch into. He spends a lot of time not just doing interviews, but meeting our customers. I mean, he's a really committed partner and just a really interesting guy. I mean, he's hugely passionate about Clubman and Scotch whisky, but he's quite a foodie as well. So, you know, it's always interesting chatting to him about, you know, where he's dined recently, different foods he's enjoyed. And yeah, he's a really interesting guy, but also just a really lovely guy as well.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's always exciting to talk about things like whiskey, which I know my buddy and I care about, and I think there are lots of people in South Africa who love to drink whiskey, and I think there are people all over the world do. What's your thought on what's your general opinion about Japanese whiskeys? Because that's a whole other interesting area.
Yeah, there's been quite a lot of noise around Japanese whiskeys of late, and I mean, I kind of, you know, have a lot of respect for the fact that they're growing and, you know, doing well. And certainly the people in Scotland are quite proud of that, because a lot of the sort of early Japanese distillers actually traveled to Scotland and learned their craft from people in Scotland. So, you know, they say imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. So, yeah, we're pleased to see them doing well. Absolutely. I did mention earlier the fact that many other whiskies around the world don't have the same regulations around how they're made, and that certainly applies to Japanese whisky. The rules governing it are, I would say, opaque at best.
Right.
So, you know, whilst they are making some interesting liquid, you know, I certainly think there's a much larger level of trust goes to the whisky coming from Scotland.
Well, I think you've done a terrific job of convincing Mabale and I that we need to go and have one after the show this week.
You should.
And is there any inappropriate time to be drinking whiskey?
Well, it's not even 7 a.m. in Scotland yet, so definitely no, I would say.
All right.
But no, I mean, one of the great things for me about Scotch is that depending on the time of day, you can enjoy it in different ways. I mentioned earlier Clubman and Cola, a great combination. I mean, that's refreshing in taste. It's, you know, perfect in its simplicity. You could enjoy that at a braai or sitting on the beach. You know, it doesn't always have to be that sort of very sedate, sitting by a fireplace occasion. And that's one of the reasons why I love what we're doing with Scotch now, which is encouraging people to try it in a variety of ways. So, no, I wouldn't say there's any real time that's inappropriate to try a Scotch.
Just one last thing. I've been thinking about what your day consists of. Do you spend a lot of time in an actual office, or are you mostly on the move, mostly moving between the distilleries, kind of doing international trips? Where do you spend a lot of your time?
A bit of all of those things, to be honest. So I do spend a fair bit of time at our distilleries, both keeping up to date on any changes we're making in what we do with Scotch whisky, but also hosting guests, VIPs, journalists from around the world. I do spend probably about half of my time overseas as well. So I do a lot of international travel, which, you know, again, is wonderful. I love travel almost as much as I love Scotch whisky. So, yeah. So definitely my dream job. When I'm not traveling, I tend to work from my home office, which is in Inverness in the Highlands of Scotland. So if any of your listeners head across, definitely make it up to Inverness. It's a beautiful place.
Magic. All right. Thanks so much, Ewan. Nice to speak to you.
Good speaking to you too, Gareth. Thank you.
Go. Ewan Gunn, who is the Global Whisky Master and Category Training Manager for Diageo Scotch Whiskies. I met him when he was in South Africa. And I know that's one of those things that people care about.
This is CliffCentral.com.